Ai.com. America tonight. Hope you're having a great start to the work week. Who likes Monday? Raise your hand. We have our special infrared glasses newly installed at the mothership, and we have a way, not to scare everybody, where we can see out among the throngs of people here in the United States and beyond our borders, and we can see if you have your hand up. Do you like Monday? It's a psychological thing. You just have to switch it around. Or you can just be like me. You never know what time it is or what the date is or what day it is. It's a good thing. Usually, that way, unless you have to be in court or something, that way you never have that feeling of, oh, crap, it's Monday and I have to get through all these other days. Or, it's the end of the weekend. What happened? Speaking of what happened, coming up in this hour of America tonight, another edition of Mystery Solved. The mystery this time, Palm Beach, Florida. The big bad story, though, the water cooler buzz, what I think it should be, is Egypt. Because after all, we're seeing the pictures. We're listening to what's happening, right? The crisis, the chaos, the vigilantes, the prisoners crawling along the streets of Egypt, spewing anti-government sayings. Really, just get Mubarak out. But it's gotten pretty heated. And I think the scariest thing was what happened over the weekend, what I was just mentioning, the jailbreaks, that the prisoners were just released onto the streets. And then, of course, the looting and some of the criminal stuff that happened and the disappearance of the police force and the army. That couldn't make some of those families feel too comfortable in Cairo. And everybody and their brother trying to get out of Egypt. A lot of the Americans, the British, the Australians, all the foreigners that were there for whatever reason, diplomatic, personal, traveling or living there, now trying to get out. And most of them starting to be removed from with charter flights and whatnot. What's curious is a lot of the anger is starting to switch a bit, because now you're talking 7-8 days. So originally it's optimism, you know, hey, goodbye. Yeah, it went from hey, translated into the language goodbye, to a more hateful kind of speech, because they're furious. A lot of the demonstrators don't like the fact that there hasn't been any response. Nobody's helping. Nobody's trying to push the ball forward for the people who are protesting, want to see Mubarak out of there. In other words, other countries, whoever, England, the United States, especially the United States, because everybody always leans on the U.S., and especially when you're talking about democracies. So that I think they were looking for that. The go away Mubarak, you know, now is turned into get out of here Mubarak. You know, you're working with the Americans, so we don't want you anymore. And the Egyptians are waiting to see if Mubarak falls and the major leaders decide eventually to pick a side. But right now, nobody's picking a side. They're hinting that they want to see a democracy and what the people want and all that, but it just basically means we're not saying anything because, yes, we've been backing this peaceful Mubarak government. We've been giving them money, $1 billion a year since the peace accord. That's a lot of money, $1 billion and plus, most of that going toward the military. So those in the street are starting to say, you know, we blame the U.S. and Israel, because Israel is part of that peace accord, for supporting the Mubarak government, because it's easy for them. But it's not good for us. It's not good for the Egyptian people. So the interesting thing will be if Mubarak falls, which I think in this game of chess, this revolution, and as the days grow longer and the crowds get bigger, I think that there is a very good chance of that, unlike in the Iran situation. So if that continues, what happens when somebody new comes in? If it's Baradei, if he's the guy, does he embrace the United States? He's already directing anger toward the United States. So what happens to the aid that's going to Egypt? Lots of questions, but very few answers at this point. What do you think we should do? I mean, I keep asking the same question, and I'm getting some response from many of you. But play president for a second. You're the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, and you have advisors and people around you, but you certainly ultimately have the decision-making power. So what do you decide to do? Decide to do nothing, which is kind of what's happening now. Just release a few statements, not say much. You know, what they're saying is, let Robert Gibbs handle it all. Let him talk about it. If he talks about it, then you don't have to, meaning the president doesn't have to say anything. In fact, along that same vein of let Robert Gibbs handle it, and, you know, we go to people in Washington from talk radio news every single night when we're on the show, and that's exactly what happens. They go to a White House briefing, and Gibbs answers the question, or questions. So anyway, here's what Robert Gibbs had to say about Egypt.
It is not up to us to determine when the grievances of the Egyptian people have been met by the Egyptian government.
Yeah, I don't think the grievances of the people are going to be met until Mubarak steps away, if he steps away, or if he's pressured to step away. We're talking 7-8 days. Nothing has been accomplished yet. So the goal to push him out has not happened. How long does this continue? Yeah, that's your big, big question. How long does it continue? And I think that this group, I think these protesters are going to keep on protesting. I think they're going to grow bigger in number as much as possible. And I don't, their society is broken down now at this point. And there's rioting. There was rioting in Egypt. And it just depends on when we're talking about, when the curfew is in existence or earlier in the day, as to what the crowd is like. But to me, it just seems to be getting bigger and bigger, and it's more than just a movement. It's bigger than that. You know, these are revolts. We saw what happened in Tunisia. Now we've got Egypt. So what does the United States do? These are the citizens. These are the citizens who are rising up to say that they don't want this anymore. They don't want this current form of government. And I'll tell you what this is doing. It's changing oil. Have you watched how much oil has gone up in the last couple of days, in the last week and a half? What are you paying at the pumps? I bet you're feeling a little bit of that pain anyway. You can throw in your two on this and some of the other things that we're going to talk about here in America tonight. We've just scratched the surface. Hang with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Funny in my mind, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. Feeling funny in my mind, Lord, I believe I'm fixing to die. Well, I don't mind dying, but I hate to leave my children crying. I'm walking kind of funny, Lord. I believe I'm fixing the day.
All right, good stuff here on America Tonight. Coming up on our next show, we're going to have some fun. We've got our first edition of Text This and Last Laugh. I'm not even going to describe what it's all about, but you are going to be glued to this stuff. I predict we're going to outrate the Charlie Sheen shows that get the highest television sitcom ratings. We're going to blow the doors off of that on radio. He is blowing, by the way, $500,000 on escorts and drugs over the past 6 months. There was a report that was estimating how much money. $500,000. But he makes $2 million an episode. So I guess, you know, that's a drop in the bucket for him. I'm just saying. Bloomberg and guns. Yes, we're going to go there. I'm going to do that. Somebody sent me some interesting material today. I'm going to talk about Bloomberg and guns in a second. But first, let's take one. We're going to go to Iowa and John. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm good. Just off topic, you're talking about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I don't watch network sitcoms, but I was watching our 6 o'clock news here tonight because we're supposed to get a major blizzard, and the show that he's on came on, and there was a show on right before that also. I was surprised. I started listening to it, and I bet I counted in the first 15 minutes of the first show, there were 40 references made to sex or sex acts or parts of the
body.
Human.
Yeah.
I could not believe my ears. But that's off point.
But you know what? You know, it's interesting because that it is crazy popular. 2.5 Men is the name of that show. And I don't watch it, so I'm like you. I've seen snippets. I know what it's about. And, you know, he goes through a bunch of different women. He's single. His brother's single. And then they have the nephew that lives with them. So I get the premise of it, having not really seen it.
It's trash. I wouldn't let my kid watch that show.
Yeah, see, there you go. Isn't that crazy? And one man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, how is it rating? Huge ratings. I don't get it either.
Another point off topic, too, and then I want to get into Egypt. You know, there's so many people that suffer in this country. I've hurt my back years ago, and in the last 2 years, I haven't been able to work. I'm scraping to get by. This guy makes $2 million an episode.
Yeah.
And what's he going to rehab for about the 20th time now?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But anyway, Kate, about the Middle East, these people, if you watch the protests, even just the general population, they're so frenetic. They're like a bunch of, if you watch about a bunch of ants around an ant hill, they're just, I don't know, can't say crazy, but that's what it reminds me of. And
yeah, they're frenzied. That's what I said. It started off slow, and now they're in a they're frenzied in the streets. Yeah.
Well, this is what really ticks me off, and this is why I think America needs to just throw political correctness out the door, so we don't lose our way of life. When we wanted to go in and topple a dictator after 9/11 that we thought posed a threat and probably did pose a threat to the United States, Mohammed el-Baradei did everything he could to prevent that from happening. Now he's over in Egypt, and I think that's his homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to some of the people in the streets talking and demanding that the United States come over there and topple Mubarak.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win with these people either way you go. We feed them. We supply their military. We give them foreign aid. We give them food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why does everybody lean on the U.S.? No, I see your point. We're pumping in $1 billion to Egypt, and then we're getting blowback from Baradei, as you say, because what's in it for me now? Here I am, help me, and I'm the guy who's being elevated, so screw it. You need to take out Mubarak and put me in the place, and you need to elevate me, baby.
He wants us to come over there. And
put him in power.
Yeah, and just open up the door for him. And, you know, like I said before the Iraq War, he did everything in his power to prevent us from protecting our national interests. And Egypt is a vital national interest. You don't want the Muslim Brotherhood to get into power there. I would say if I was President Obama, behind the scenes, I would probably be talking to the heads of the military. I don't think that I would deal with el-Baradei because I don't trust the man. But I would tell the heads of the military, if you want to keep getting this nice equipment, these warplanes, to defend yourselves, you don't let the Muslim Brotherhood into power.
Yeah, it'll be a different kind of Egypt. It will be if the Muslim Brotherhood takes control. I mean, that's the big question. If they take control, then all bets are off. It is. It's a different country that we were pumping money into for the past 30 years. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's move from John. Sorry, we got other people. Let's move to Brian in Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kay. Like to bring up the topic of the blizzard that's going through the Midwest tonight and tomorrow. They're saying that it's going to be the worst winter weather we've had in this area for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, 100 million people supposedly threatened by this. Missouri, your governor has already called out the National Guard and declaring a state of emergency, saying it's pretty... What's it like? Is it pretty bad where you are?
I'm on one of the not-so-great roads in the state because it's a two-lane blacktop with a lot of hills, and I do have to get my hands off tonight to our state road crew. I'm not having much problem on a 55-speed limit. I'm able to go about 50 with very little trouble. So I do have to get my hands off to our state road crew tonight.
Yeah. Good for them. Good that they got out there.
They're doing one heck of a job to try getting us home safely. Not many people really give them much respect on the highway, but the ones around here really do a good job on some not that great roads.
Yeah. Yep, that's good. That's what you need, especially in a place like Missouri, because you're going to get pounded by, I think, even more snow.
Yeah, they're talking like 20, 21 inches by the time it's said and done with tomorrow.
Woo! 20, 21 inches. Yeah, you got to measure up. I was saying that earlier. The size does matter when it comes to the whole snow thing because 21 inches is incredible. That's got to be one of your bigger storms, like you were saying, in history if you go back. And that's what they'll do. They'll compare the dates, as you know, and tell you when was the last time you had that much snow. And they're going to have to go way back, I believe.
And I've even heard one place say forecasters are even going back as far as, like, 27 years even, which would take you almost back to when I was born, back when they was originally talking about it. I'd been 6 at that point.
Wow.
Wow. We're getting to the times before I've even been born seeing the type of weather this year.
Boy, no kidding. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, just get that, stay warm and get that shovel out, my friend. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the update. And the winter storm is a big deal for so many listening to us in Illinois and Missouri and Iowa, you know, all across the Midwest. I said 100 million is probably the correct amount threatened by this massive snowstorm. And people are freaking out. It's Snowmageddon in the Midwest this time with a blizzard that should tear a wicked path, probably from the Rockies all the way to the Northeast. Boy, the Northeast hit with a lot of snow this year. Ooh. Taking a few more on the flip side. Hang with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Florida's Attorney General Bill McCollum feels like it's a V for victory. That's because the Supreme Court's probably going to end up deciding what's going to happen with health care, most likely at least one snippet of health care, the individual mandate. The Florida judge today ruled that it's unconstitutional, that the national health care law is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court ultimately is going to get this. And what will the court decide? The court will have to decide whether you can tell people that they have to get health insurance. That's pretty much what it boils down to. Forget all the crap and the legalese. That's what they're going to have to decide. So that was a big thing that happened in the day. Egypt is obviously on fire. What do you think the U.S.'s role should be in Egypt? And so many of you are bracing for a ton of snow. Lots of people to get to, so let's do it. Betty's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Yes, I'm going to talk about Egypt. First of all, the media tells me what they want me to know. I don't know what the predominant religion is in Egypt. I don't know what the population is, if there's more Muslims there than others. And I don't know any of that for sure. But the media is telling me that these people that are protesting are the Muslim Brotherhood. Okay, let's suppose that they are the Muslim Brotherhood. And let's suppose they overthrow their leader that they've got now, and then they have a democratic vote. If there are more Muslims there to vote, and they vote in them a Muslim leader, then that's the way it should be. We don't like that because that, the Muslims seems to not like us, the ones that are extreme. Maybe they wouldn't be extreme. But it should be a democratic society, and they should get to vote. But our media just feeds us a big line, and maybe they're maybe our government wants to go over there and start another war. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think breaking down the population, it's interesting that the population is over 80 million, 82 million, something like that. And it's the population has really exploded there, Betty. If you go back to the 60s, it was just over 20 million people who lived in Egypt. And the breakdown is, yes, you have a big Muslim population, and you're right about the Brotherhood of Muslims, the big factor that they are in this revolution or the rioting and all that sort of stuff. But there are Christians, too, in Egypt, and that's why it's been interesting to watch what's happened, I think, here. Of course, if predominantly the Brotherhood gets control, then that would be an Islamic slant. So,
well, if they get control, if they have an election, and
yeah,
the Christians vote for their person,
right,
and the Muslims vote for theirs, then whichever one there's the most of should win. But,
right.
You know, I don't know how it is, but the thing that I see about the whole thing, even it could happen here in the U.S., I mean, people could band together the very same way and riot and pillage and burn and destroy and all that if things get bad enough. And that's what's happening. The young people over there, they're complaining. They have no jobs. There's nothing for them. And it's getting that way here in the U.S. I don't know how bad it will get before. How bad can it get here before the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings don't have jobs and they're just fed up and they just start like over there, you know? It can happen anywhere.
I hope not. I think here's the difference. Thanks for the call, Betty. Here's the biggest difference with the United States versus Egypt or Tunisia or whatever. Remember the local law enforcement that you have. You have so much more versus what you have in Egypt, which, by the way, if you break it down, maybe 10% is Christian. 90% would be, it's mainly Islam in Egypt. The 10% or maybe 15%, I'm going to call it 15% of Christian folks that live in Egypt are pretty vocal, but certainly not as dominant as the Muslim population if you break it down with the 82 million. But I don't think you would see that happen in the United States. Could you see rioting? We've had rioting in cities before. We know that. Remember L.A.? Think of that. Think of what happened in Los Angeles, those riots. We've had other riots in the course of our history, but not like you see in Egypt. I don't think we would have to that extent because of the difference in how our law enforcement breaks down. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you?
Lovely.
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Okay, by the way, we're actually going to be getting some of that snowstorm.
Yeah, how many inches are you getting?
It's just going to be a minor inconvenience, only 7 inches.
That's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, that's for us, that's just a slight minor inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about here the E word, election.
Again, you always have elections. How many, since I've known you, there's been like 15 elections.
Well, not quite, I think two. Because,
no,
you know,
I'm saying the course of the knowing you the whole time for America Tonight. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, because they're talking about the budget and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so that means they could bring down Stephen Harper's government next month. So, yeah, so that means the big E word. So, I guess we'll be watching that. I've been speaking to Steve about what's going on in Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay. From what I'm hearing and what he's hearing, what happened? First of all, I guess a whole bunch of prisoners have been broke out of Egyptian jails. Some of them have made it back to Gaza through tunnels and all that. So right now, also, Israel is a bit nervous about that, and they also want Egypt to try and make as I would say nice, trying to make nice, because unfortunately, if there is an Islamic government, it could throw, because those two countries have peace, it could throw everything totally out of whack. And it would mean, because someone mentioned that Israel gets part of their electrical power from Egypt, and then they would have to start using coal, which means it costs more, and they would have to spend more money on the army, because they have to watch the border with Egypt. So they're sort of agreeing with what President Obama is saying. It's like, hey guys, try and make nice here,
Yeah.
Well,
that's kind of what he's saying. Yes.
Yeah.
He's trying not to say very much. He's trying not to tip his hand, really.
Right. So I said, Steve. So, well, right now, some of his fellow colleagues who are in the army, they have their bags packed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
just in case. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But most of them, unfortunately, their jobs are graves registration. So. They won't be totally involved, but still.
Well, what's interesting is Mubarak. I was thinking about this. I was saying you might see him fly off to try to get out of the country if that were to happen. If finally he gives up, where he's going, Israel.
Yeah, and that'd be
Where's he going to go? He's not going to go to Saudi Arabia.
No, and I don't think England wants him, because they're
No, he would go to, because the closest place would be Israel anyway, and they have that peace accord.
Right, for sure. Just one other thing, just to get off the beaten track, about a certain All-Star game yesterday. If you like goals, it was great, but what a friend of mine suggested today was to entice the players to do well and whatever, give each player on the winning team an X amount of money to give to their favorite charity, then they'd have something to play for than just going through the what is basically a glorified scrimmage.
Boy, that's not a bad idea. I think they do have things like that. A lot of times, somebody will donate in the skills competition. I don't know this for sure, but I've heard that people do that. But that would be an interesting concept. So X amount of goals.
Not the winning team, but each player. Like one player might give the Boys and Girls Club from this city a food bank, cancer.
Right.
Or what they used to do in the old days. A little before your time. The Stanley Cup champions against an All-Star team.
Yeah, that would be interesting. The problem with the All-Stars games in general, and now you see it's the same thing in hockey, is how hard are they going to play really when they have the rest of the season left? And what are you playing for? Like in baseball, they gave the home advantage for the team that won National League or American League for the World Series.
Right.
So thinking that might help a little bit with the competition.
Right.
In hockey, I don't know. I mean, they do that individually in their hometowns. A lot of times they do things for charities.
Yeah, but I figured,
so I don't know.
But I figured the extra few bucks, like I said, one guy, like I said, would give to a food bank. Another guy would give to cancer. Another player. I think that would entice them.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Sam, thanks for the call, and I agree with you. It's just a free-for-all. It's just a high-scoring thing. I don't like any of the All-Star games, to tell you the truth. Unless you want to go from a sports perspective, it's fun to see the players. And I like the skills kind of competitions. I think they're kind of neat. But really, what do you get in it? What's the best All-Star game for your buck? If you're going to go to an All-Star game, what's the best one? Is it baseball? Is it hockey? Is it hoop. It's not the Pro Bowl. Except for you get to go to Hawaii, so then that might be kind of cool. Yeah, it might be kind of cool to go to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. 800-259-50.
When I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea, but after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
To people listening to us in Connecticut and New York getting ready for the snow and for in a pickle listening to us in Southern California, Jack down under and the rest of the crew out there, thanks, appreciate a lot of emails certainly are coming in, chats and whatnot. You can also call us 800-259-5791. As usual, we're talking about a ton of different things here on the show, including Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, released today that he had done the several undercover videos, and it was part of the NYPD, part of their investigation. They were looking at gun shows and people getting guns, illegal gun sales is what he was saying, and they were looking into Arizona, some of the Arizona shows. So the investigation came just a couple of weeks after Tucson, if you do the math. And what happened is they had this undercover investigation that found that private sellers didn't always require background checks of the buyers. So Bloomberg says, because he's decided this is definitely his issue, and he released a whole bunch of the illegal gun sales, one that showed a buyer purchasing extended magazines like the one that Jared Lee Loeffner supposedly used or did use. And he's the guy, by the way, and I think you all know his name. He was arrested for shooting and injuring Congresswoman Giffords and killing six people at the Safeway in Tucson a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, what Bloomberg is saying, we demonstrated how easy it is for anyone to buy a semi-automatic handgun and high-capacity magazine with no questions. So why can't we just have more background checks? And why can't these gun shows have background checks? By the way, like I said, NYPD paid for this operation because it was part of his deal to gather information on the crackdown on illegal gun sales nationwide. So he's pushing Congress to make sure that they do the background checks. What was interesting is, so Bloomberg was saying, you just have to have those 34 extra, not 34 extra seconds, you have to have extra time to do the background checks, and that would stop more murders that occur every day. And he's saying that he got some of the gun shows to agree to do that, some of the people that are involved in the gun shows to do the background checks, that they would take the extra steps. In fact, he said that four of the seven gun shows that they investigated agreed to do the reform because they said it's the right thing, and now that they were shown the video, that's what they say they'll do. So I don't know. What do you say? I have never purchased a gun at a gun show. I know about background checks. You know, I'm for the background checks. I'm for people knowing what they're doing when they get guns. I'm not for taking away guns. I think all of you know that because I think taking away rights is a slippery slope, my friends. You don't want that. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Rick, yeah. You know what? Bloomberg doesn't have enough to do in New York, so he's investigating gun sales in Arizona.
I go say he ought to worry about New York City.
Yes, hello. Just focus on the Big Apple. Exactly.
Yeah, they're the ones that shoot each other over there in that big city of his.
Yeah.
You back in Dallas?
I am in Dallas, yes.
Oh, yeah. I was in Washington.
Washington was great. I mean, Washington was interesting to see how they operate. And I'll tell you what, I'm very convinced of this, Rick. It's something that I certainly knew before in my dealings. But you could sit down with the best spin artist on the Democratic side of things or the best spin artist on the Republican side of things, and they can make you believe whatever it is that they're selling to you. Because they got some really good strategists on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
So it really is that. It boils it, every time we say it on the show, it's so true. It boils down to the two teams that are like teams. You're either on this team or you're on that team. It's how it is.
What, did you make it down to the hoagies, get your rum buns?
I didn't make it down there. I went to the famous hamburger. No. It was.
Oh.
Are you kidding? Because we were so swamped, and we went to, where do we go? Article 1. And a couple of other places, West Wing Cafe. We were closer to the Capitol because it was it wasn't great weather. There was, you know, they practically shut down everything in Washington the one day.
Yeah, I was going to say you had bad weather out there.
Yeah.
Getting here in Illinois. Supposed to get tomorrow, too. So.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about Egypt there. That Muslim Brotherhood, they're just like the Al-Qaeda. The Taliban, but they're like,
yeah,
they want to revert back to the old ways of doing things. You can run out the infidels, run them out, and chop their heads off.
Ugh. Well, that you think that would mix well with Egypt?
That's the people that Mubarak will clamp down on. You know, he kept them under the wraps, kept his foot over them. But that's what they are. They're just radicals that he kept under control.
Well, they're not going to be kept under control. They're not going to be kept under control if they take over.
No, I was saying now they're coming back up. So
mm-hmm. That's
what's going to happen. They're going to take over them. If they do, if they are radical people, they take over that Suez Canal. That's really going to put the hurt on America and everybody else. They stop shipping through there. It's going to cause us twice as much anymore.
Oh yeah, oil is going to go through the through the ceiling. I mean, anybody who's got oil stocks, we were talking about this earlier, they're going to go sky high. But anybody who has to drive any distance, get ready to pay serious money.
Sure, you know, the truck drivers have to pay it. We'll have to pay it, pass it on. Your food.
That's right. Your food, your clothes. Yeah.
Clothes, anything. I mean, it's going to double everything or triple it.
Yep, and that's when people are going to really start to complain. This is why, and thank you for bringing that up. This is why, Rick, you have to care about what happens in Egypt, because it does affect us.
Yeah.
Yep. It affects us in a lot of different ways, and one of them is just in the pocketbook again, in the wallet. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's going to affect you. You're going to pay more. And you said it right. We had Jay in Kentucky who listens to the show and called us, and he told us what his fuel bills were, and they were out of this world. And he said, yeah, this is what gets passed on to you. That's why you're paying so much more for groceries.
Yeah. As in, gas went up 30 cents a gallon here in Illinois already. So.
Ooh, 30 cents a gallon?
Yep.
Ugh.
It's going to go up more than that once they get things keep getting worse and worse over there. So.
Yeah, and that's what's you're right. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's the oil. It's going to be the oil crunch. We're going to be in a vice, and you're going to pay. In Illinois, you pay a lot anyway. In Chicago, I'm always shocked at how much more you pay for gas. It's like California rates. When you pull up to the pump there, you pay a lot anyway. So you're already stuck in an area where they, in all over Illinois, where they mess around with it, with the taxes and stuff. So it will be bad for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm driving through freezing rain, so I'll...
Put both hands on the wheel and be careful, my friend. Freezing rain. You know, and that's the truth. A lot of people in the Midwest are getting slammed with that, so Rick's already seeing it. And in Chicago, they're talking about 21 inches or more, and that's going to go on to the Northeast. It's been a really, really rough year for them as far as snow is concerned. And we just left Washington, and now they're going to get more snow in D.C. this week. In fact, they're getting the snow right now. And the government, they come to like a standstill. Everybody goes home early. The schools close. But they've got terrible traffic. So you add that snow in there, and it's nasty. Like on 95, forget it. That's one highway you don't want to be on when it's snowing, because everybody just crawls along barely. So somebody ends up flipping over or spinning out or whatever, and then you've got a incredible traffic jam that just takes hours to, I think, unravel. I was watching the local news last week when I was there, and it was crazy how much the panic and the pandemonium had set in. But buses let people off and said, go ahead and walk, because they were closing down the buses. A couple of the subway stops, the metro, they call it there, shut down, and people were stuck. There was a few people that got stuck in rush hour traffic where it wasn't 1 hour or two or three. It was four or five. That'll test your patience, won't it? I think so. When you just can't wait to hit the driveway and get home. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one from Felix Frankfurter, who said, wisdom too often never comes, and so no one ought to reject it merely because it comes late.